The reality is, everyone here has already experienced their inspired self, a fleeting moment of peace, joy, love. Inspiration is moving through all of us always in all ways. We simply need to notice it. Just as the sky is present 24/7, we just have to look up. Still thinking, I don't believe everyone has an inspired self. Ask yourself, who is making this statement? The cubicle self-mind or the inspiring self-mind? Aha! The inspired self will never make such a limiting statement. The cubicle self-mind is constantly questioning itself, feels unsure, and is filled with doubt. The cubicle self-mind is suspicious of anything that threatens its cubicle life, and it can attack with viciousness to such a threat. If the cubicle self could sing, its range would be suspiciousness to viciousness. The cubicle self-mind is endlessly spinning around in its revolving chair, attempting to understand its own self-made tizzy while in a tizzy. No awareness of anything beyond the cubicle, thus no awareness of the inspiring self-heart and mind. Everyone has an inspired self. Let's get to know it. What do you got to lose? Dispiritedness, that's what.